with my colleague Bob Zimmerman at Year's End. We're looking at Ingenuity, the great success of Ingenuity, the flying toaster on the surface of Mars. The Ingenuity engineers celebrate them. And what have they learned, Bob?
Yes, they did a really nice long essay, which I linked to on Behind the Black, describing what they have been doing to learn how to fly on Mars more effectively. In the context of this, I should just add that Ingenuity has completed its 69th flight successfully, and they've now listed the flight plan for its 70th flight, which should happen over the weekend. And so this just rolls along. But what they've learned is this. Over the last, 30 flights, what they've been doing is trying to speed the helicopter up so that it can go farther in less time while in the air. What they found is that going faster, going up faster and traveling higher and traveling faster across the ground allows them to get farther in less time, which saves energy and equipment. And so they've been testing that. They've been pushing their envelopes steadily over the last 30 flights very successfully. And so that's what they've mainly learned. And this is knowledge engineering-wise, which will be applied to future helicopters down the road. The more efficient they can make and learn how to fly Ingenuity in that very thin atmosphere, that knowledge will be applied to future helicopters to make them heavier and bigger, and able to fly farther because they know the limits of what a helicopter can do in the Martian atmosphere.
A gamma ray movie. Who's the star?
Gamma rays. The universe is the star. There's a telescope in orbit called Fermi, which looks at gamma rays, and it's a survey telescope, so it looks at the whole sky every night. And so what they've done, the scientists, is they put together a movie, which I've embedded on Behind the Black, of 14 years of gamma ray data collected by Fermi. And it, zooms through every day. You can see changes. And this is looking both at the at the center of the Milky Way, so you can see all the gamma ray activity within the Milky Way. Most of those are pulsars, but you also see the sun. And they also have a perspective looking up at the poles above of the Milky Way, so you're looking out into intergalactic space. And once again, you're looking at a lot of pulses and black holes in the distance. And gamma rays are produced by high-energy events in the center of galaxies, supermassive black holes, or by pulsars, or by black holes being formed by supernova. And that's what this movie tells us. And it also tells us there's a lot of activity in the universe on a daily basis. And this gives us a sense of that.
Bob, I can't recall. Gamma rays, are they harmful to us and would be dangerous on the surface of Mars?
Gamma rays are more of a they are not healthy to have gamma rays, but the amount of gamma rays that we're talking about here is not enough to really do us any harm or the atmosphere any harm, though it could influence the atmosphere slightly. There's some theories that it might actually contribute to climate cycles on the Earth. What would be a problem with gamma rays if there was a major event relatively close to our solar system within 3,000 light years or closer, where a burst of gamma rays had high intensity close enough to us? That could do harm to our atmosphere and then maybe do us harm. And same thing on Mars. You wouldn't have an atmosphere really to protect you. So that's where an issue would be.
All right, a new snapshot of Saturn. I've not seen this one before. This is Hubble?
This is Hubble, but this is one of many images over the decades that Hubble's taken of Saturn and the gas giants, but it's just another one that's just released this week. It's quite spectacular, and it features the rings and the planet, and they focused in this particular picture on the spoke features that are seen in the rings that no one really knows what forms, how they're formed, or why. They think it's related to the magnetic field of Saturn interacting with the sun, but they really do not know. The picture itself is just humongous. Spectacular, and that's why I embedded it on Behind the Black.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.